Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. But until then, I want to say I don't agree. I don't agree with all the political pundits who say Colbert should not be fired for his lewd remarks against the President of the United States. Freedom of speech seems to be about pick and choose. When the liberals are offended and need safe spaces, they're against free speech. But they are the biggest and the most vulgar bullies. They brag about it. They brag, call themselves the nasty people during the Women's March. And they are exactly right. Have you ever been reprimanded for poor judgment on a job or any situation in your life, whether as a youth or an adult? Colbert should be fired for using poor judgment, extremely poor judgment. His comment was beyond rude. It was a vulgar comment that shouldn't be uttered against anybody. But to talk as these liberals do against Donald Trump, the President of the United States, is wrong, and it's extremely poor judgment. Where is it said that free speech gives you the right to be a complete and total jerk without consequences? That was not the intent of the Founding Fathers. Never. He used poor judgment, as well as a poor choice of words and explanatory remarks. As the liberals, the Democrats, and those in Hollywood continue their complete disdain for the President of the United States, what it proves to me is they hate America. And they are completely incapable of being self-reliant or handling life or independent. They have to be taken care of to survive. They cannot even respect the office or the position. I guess the lack of the respect for the Oval Office began with President Bill Clinton and a lewd act involving a girl in a blue dress. Of course, that was a personal matter and had nothing to do with his job. That's what the Democrats and the liberals told us back then when we were upset about it. You see, with them, it's all about me. What me wants. How me feels. Actresses, or whatever they are, blaming the president for their weight gain and anxiety attacks, claim to need more medication to handle life. What has he done to cause stress in their lives? When Americans are out of work and humbly have to seek help wherever they can, that's stress. When you don't know where your next meal is coming from, or how you'll make the house payment or pay the rent or keep the lights on, that is stress. I believe these snowflakes, as Sean Hannity calls them every night, are damaging the nation in a way I've never seen before. Their constant barrage of insults and name-calling of our president and his cabinet is making us look bad in the world. I believe it's, nearing a national security issue. They are wrong about many things. If they don't like the policies, then gripe about the policies. That's the First Amendment. That's a republic. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. It doesn't say you can go on TV as a comedian and make lewd, vulgar remarks. That's not free speech. That's stupidity. I'm not happy where we are heading. I'm not thrilled about a new health care plan. To me, it's more government. It's national health care. I don't have the education the rest of the TV political pundits have, but Krauthammer, who's got several degrees, I believe, in several things, he's even a psychiatrist, said last night, we're heading to a one provider. I believe I said that at the onset of Obamacare, that that's what it was about. Let's get this straight. If you want big government, if you want government to control and mandate your life, your feelings, if you believe government should own the land and has the right to tax your everything, even upon death, you don't care a snippet about freedom or independence, and America is no longer any different than any other nation with a dictator or led by socialism, which is just another term for communism. We just have 545 dictators. DC occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Do you care about life? Do you care about liberty? Do you care about having the right to pursue happiness and property, to own property and to seek prosperity? Then exercise your free speech, the true free speech. Get active in your communities and let's turn this mess around, or we for certain are condemning our children to slavery. We've been comfortable for a long time in this land of pretending. Maybe now it's time to wake up from that dream or take off those rose-colored glasses and see the swamp for what it truly is. Communism, corporatism, all those things, but it is not freedom. It is not a republic. It is not independence for the people. Colbert will not be fired for his remarks. He will not even apologize for his remarks. They only have, we the people can fire him. Because even as we are in this USA today, money matters. Advertisers will feel the pinch, as they have with Target. They will think twice before they allow the Colberts or the so-called comedians of this world to use such poor judgment. I do not agree with Hannity on this. I don't think it's a matter of just free speech. I think it's a matter of poor judgment. Colbert used poor judgment. And if the network will not reprimand or fire him, the American people should. It isn't a matter of free speech. It's a matter of poor judgment. And you know, unintended consequences happen when you use poor judgment. We told the children that as we were rearing the children and nurturing them. You're responsible for your behavior. Did he have the freedom to say what he said? I guess he had the freedom to say what he said. He said it. That doesn't mean he has the freedom to ignore all consequences. That doesn't mean the consequences that happen go against his free speech. I don't agree with the rest of the world, those calling themselves conservative, when they say they don't think he should be fired or they don't even think you should boycott because it's a free speech matter. I disagree with that. He had his time. He had his free speech. And I believe he should suffer the consequences for his poor judgment. We're going into a break. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. What do you think about free speech? What do you think about poor judgment and consequences? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free For All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. Just pick up the phone and dial 877-895-5410. I have a couple of things here before I get back on that First Amendment. I want to get back on that just a little bit. But this is a report, and I just got this before I walked in here. I just did. And it says, Trump's issues surprise order on Mexican holiday, and libs will be irate. Now, I just got this before I came in here. Of course, today is Cinco de Mayo, and there's lots of celebration going on. It says, under the past two administrations, there has been an official celebration of Mexico's Cinco de Mayo, the holiday at the White House, but that tradition has come to an end under the current America First administration with President Donald Trump. Now, before you get all upset and think, well, what's wrong with Cinco de Mayo? Just stop. It'll hear me out. It is worth noting that the Cinco de Mayo holiday, which marks the date 1862 of the Battle of Pueblo, during which the Mexican army held off invading French forces, is typically one solemnly observed in Mexico, with Mexican Americans and others in the U.S. being the ones treating the holiday as an occasion for festive celebration. Mexico's real Independence Day is September 16th. So the Trump haters will be upset about this, but they'd have been upset either direction. It wouldn't have mattered which one he'd have done. But I just thought, Well, leave it to the Mexicans and the Mexican Americans, I mean, to use any holiday to celebrate and get drunk. That's really what it's all about. Isn't that what a lot of them do on St. Patty's Day? We just use these days to eat more and drink more, it does appear to me. So I'm not upset about it, but others will be, and I thought you ought to know about it when you start hearing. And just how big is Cinco de Mayo here at the White House? Really, when you get down to it, it's not. It's not. It means nothing to this nation. Nothing. Well, this is a Second Amendment article, and it actually took place in April, but I just got the report last night. It says, men not at work. Shocking moment. Robbers, they were dressed as construction crew. I'll have to tell my husband about this. And they try and smash a grab on a watch store until the owner pulls a gun on them. So what happens are these construction workers, and they're dressed up in construction gear. They walk into this. It's a high-end watch store. I didn't know they did that anymore. A lot of people don't wear watches anymore. They've got the phones, you know. But anyway, it's a high-dollar watch store, and there's one customer in there. Actually, there was two customers in there, and both of these construction workers dressed like construction workers. They were robbers, and another one, a third one, was outside, but two of them entered. One has a clipboard, and he goes up to the owner, who's at the counter. And he says, I need you to sign this. And it had something to do with some kind of electrical deal that they were supposedly either installing or fixing or something for the building. While he was distracting the owner, the other guy maced one of the patrons walked out. But he maced the other one, and the other one ran out, I should say it that way. He maced the one guy. He curls up in fetal position, this customer. And the one that maced him turned around, pulls a ball bat out of his pant leg, and he smashes and breaks the counter that has all the watches in it. And he runs out. And the other guy that's there with the clipboard, he tries to grab whatever he can out of that, and he takes off running too. But in the meantime, the owner gains his composure, and he pulls a gun. So nobody got hurt. He chased him outside. They didn't get shot. He didn't even fire a shot. But they knew they weren't going to get that robbery done without getting shot. And so they left mighty quickly. And that is your Second Amendment at work at its very best. So, I thought that was a good story. We need to have positives every once in a while. We have Mike in Illinois. He's holding on. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay today, Beth. You know, and as always, we appreciate everything that you and Jeremy and Brian do. And you're doing a great job. I'm sure Gary is watching you, and he's proud of you, too. But I called to see how the money was going, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I hope people are sending some money in. We've got to keep you on the air.
I've got a few that continue to send a little in, and you're one of those. I will let everybody know he's not just saying it, he's doing it. And it's still skimpy trying to get the bills paid on a month-to-month dime. The extra money for the money that I need here in the studio and office, that has not showed up yet. I've only got about $27,000, maybe $3,000 of the $30,000 for that. But the other $30,000 for the satellite, that has been promised to me. And I know this gentleman will make good on that for me. He's given me some of it already. I'm kind of cashing, holding it back, so I'll have it, and it doesn't get lost in spending, so that I have it for the satellite feed. So that's where we're at. We still need. I lost a computer last week. I knew it was going to die. That was one reason I added to this this GoFundMe need, because I knew it was going to die. But I don't know if the hard drive's I don't know if the hard drive's gone or just the machine is gone. But it's old. We're talking about probably 12 years, 15 years old on that computer, and it's had my database. So it's a big loss, and I need to try and get somebody in here to look at it for me. But that takes money, too. So it's sitting there right now. But that's where I'm at. I'm needing the money for here, for in the studio, and equipment that I need here in the office.
Well, the bottom line with this is, and if we don't stay informed, and you are doing unbiased, and I think you remain relatively calm. I've been toying with this stuff, not toying with it. I've been involved in it more or less the last 20, 25 years, and I cannot remain as calm as you do. The people that think they're going to get a free ride in this,
no free ride.
You know, let history forget that we had ever called them brothers, and let the chains of their masters rest lightly upon their shoulders, but I want nothing to do with them. And if we don't remain informed by keeping Beth on the air, and we don't stand up and get a backbone, and I'm not saying that's not fair. I run into a lot of really, really good people here all the time, and there's all different ages are concerned, from high school on up to people that are, you know, in bad shape, and elderly people. They're all concerned about where America is going. And again, if we do not hang together in this, if we do not get our backbones straightened up and stand together with one another, we are going to be hung separately or guillotined separately or whatever these spawn of Satan from, you know, the lowest sewers in the nastiest parts of hell, like where the Clintons and the Obamas have come from. We will hang separately, or they'll do what they want. When the jackbooted thugs come and kick in your door, it'll be like that saying that they did about the Jews in Germany, you know, when they came for the mechanics. I did not speak up. I wasn't a mechanic. When they came for the school teachers, I did not speak up. And when they came for me, I spoke up and called for help, but there was no one there to help me. Mm-hmm. Well, don't let that happen here in America. It has happened to an extent, and we need to stop it.
You know, just like in my monologue, where you've got all these rich people in Hollywood, and they're crying and complaining about anxiety, and they need medicine to take care of their stress in their life, and I'm thinking they don't have a clue what stress Americans are under. And I know that my listeners, when they give, I know, Mike, when you send your donation, it's with great sacrifice. And I know whether it's $1, $5, $10, or $500, I know that it, and $1,000, I know that it is with great sacrifice when I receive that. And I respect that and appreciate that. And I am not spending a dime on Beth. It all goes to pay the bills and to keep things going. I have not taken a dime out, and, you know, things are going to have to change because I'm going to have to start contributing at home, and I haven't done that for 6 years now. So things are going to have to change one way or another, but this is where I feel I'm led to be and I want to be. Mike, thank you so much. I appreciate you so very much. Give Mildred our love. I know she's...
I will.
All right, thank you. I know she's not been well. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. I talked about the First Amendment. We just got a good story on the Second Amendment, and I have some other things I want to visit with you about, and then I'm going to go back to the First Amendment if you don't stop me. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we the people, we're still here, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Range Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. The sun is shining today. It's been the first day we've seen the sun in a long time. Let's hope it keeps it up. Well, Mark Meadows, he's talking a little bit here about the new health care plan. He says it drives down premiums. That's the title of this article. It's coming from Newsmax, and it's written by Sandy Fitzgerald. And I just put on the side, all Americans need a break. You know, everybody's health care went up, whether you had Obamacare or not. Everybody's health care went skyrocketing. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, who had initially opposed the American Health Care Act, said Thursday, just hours before the measure was to come to a House vote, that he eventually changed his mind because there is now a bill that is better than it was when it started. That makes me feel good, doesn't it? Actually, it drives down premiums, the North Carolina Republican said. The first bill that came out actually had an increase in premiums in the short term. Wow. That was Ryan's bill, wasn't it? The amendments, though, drive down premiums and make sure people with pre-existing conditions are covered, says Meadows. It is a step in the right direction. Well, I guess if we have to have this, which I don't believe we do, then we ought at least try to make it a good one. But I just don't see that happening. If we end up with a one provider plan of government insurance, let's not call it health care. It has nothing to do with caring for your health. It's how you're going to pay for it. It's not bringing down the cost of a doctor's visit. It's not bringing down the cost of an x-ray or those wonderful colonoscopies we have to done or a knee replacement. It's not going to bring those charges down. I don't believe in a national health care plan. And I would say that to my president. Why do we need government to fix this when it's government's fault it was broken? Why can't we rely on these markets, these competitive markets that he talks about? I don't believe in government incorporated. I believe in we the people government. And a national health care plan is about government incorporated, not about we the people. The majority of Americans didn't want Obamacare. But to hear the Democrats talk, you'd think everybody was upset. Well, if that's the truth, then why did they elect Donald Trump? Because that's what he said he was going to do. I never did like the replace. I liked it when he said repeal. The Lord only knows what we'd have gone through if Hillary Clinton would have been president. Look what we're going through with her not being president. I can tell you one thing. There wouldn't be rioting and burning in the streets as there is right now. Well, the FBI director, we're going to move on here, and then I'm going to get back to the First Amendment because I want to talk about that a little bit, unless you change my mind. FBI Director Comey confirms the True Pundits exclusive. Thousands of classified Hillary Clinton emails on Wiener's laptop. I wish he'd change his name. I really do. I wish he'd change his name. Oh, good. We have Joe from Arkansas, one of my favorite guys. I've missed you, Joe. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm all right. I haven't been able to hear you for a long time on the shortwave. You know, I used to always hear you on the 5 o'clock replay in the morning, but even that has been lousy. 12160 is always, you know, very iffy. About one day in every 3 weeks or so, 12160 will come in pretty good.
You know, I pay them about $1,400 a month. That ought to be a good reception.
Well, over here in Arkansas, it's not.
Well,
I'll tell you that. I don't know about other parts of the world, other parts of the country. But
well, I'm glad you're still around because I
very seldom hear you on 12160.
I'm glad you're still around because I was asking Brian about you just a few weeks ago. I said, you know, I haven't heard from Joe for a while. So,
And
what's on your mind?
We play it on 4840 at 5 in the morning. That used to always come in real good.
Yeah, don't call me in.
But for the last few months, you know, that has not been coming in either.
Oh, gracious. Well, we're going to have to see what we can do about that. I don't know that I have any control over that, though. But what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about how we could actually have the cheapest and best health care, since you're talking about that topic, and this is a big thing on people's minds these days.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it seems like we ought to have a little common sense about this. Number one, to get the cost down. You know, that seems to be the big complaint is how expensive health care is. So everybody knows that if you want to get things cheap, you go right to the provider and you cut out the middleman. Like if you buy right from the farmer and cut out the middleman, you'll get, you know, your food at the lowest cost and so on like that. And so, you know, it should be just common sense that if you have health insurance, then you pay
the middleman
to the doctors you're paying for the insurance companies. And the insurance companies make a lot of money, and the people who work for the insurance companies, they like to have a high lifestyle and make a lot of money. So you're paying an awful lot of money to the insurance companies for them to act as the middleman between you and the doctors. So that adds hugely to the cost of health care. Now we've got the government involved, too. You know, we've got Obamacare, and we've got Medicare and Medicaid and all that kind of stuff. Mm. So now you're supporting not only the doctors and the hospitals, but you're also supporting all these government bureaucrats who make huge salaries to administer this program, you know, of the government providing you health care. So cut out the government, cut out the insurance companies, and go straight, pay the doctors cash out of your own pocket. That's the way you'll get cheapest health care. Plus, the government is doing so much to restrict competition. There's all these licensing laws, and the FDA does so much to regulate, you know, what kinds of treatments the doctors can do. If we had much more freedom as to who can practice and what kinds of treatments the doctors can use, you know, then the cost would come down also, because competition always brings costs down. And as far as, you know, dangerous people getting into the practice of medicine, all this kind of stuff, you know, there should be strict laws about what making false claims. You know, nobody should be allowed to claim that they've been to a medical school when they haven't, that they can cure this disease when they really can't, and all. You know, there should be very strict enforcement to laws against making any false claims. But anybody that thinks they know something about healthcare and wants to get into the business providing, you know, valuable services with whatever they know, they should be free to do that, as long as they're not making false claims and not deliberately harming people. And then, you know, let the buyer beware. And with the Internet these days, we have access to so much more information. You know, people can easily find out who's a good health care provider for this purpose and who's not.
You know,
so that's my idea of how we could get the best health care at the lowest cost.
There are some doctors' offices that are doing that. They're few and far between, but they're growing, where they're not accepting insurance. You go in there and you pay. You go in there and you just pay for what they provide. And they don't have to charge what the insurance company tells them to charge. And there's the surgical center. If you remember, I had that doctor on, and it's in Oklahoma. And it's a surgical center, and they take bids. I mean, it's the same thing. They don't take insurance. You go in there, and you pay for the surgery you need, and you compare the prices. So that would be the way to make health care affordable, wouldn't it?
That would be, yeah. Whatever is left of the free market is making some solutions to these problems.
So why can't we get that through the head of all these people? I guess it would put too many insurance salesmen and companies out of business.
Well, the big problem, as I see it, is there's so many people in this country that are so greedy, you know, to get something for nothing, or to imagine that somebody that's richer than they are is paying more than they are for their health care. You know, people are so greedy and feeling so entitled,
such,
you know,
babies,
to think that they deserve something for nothing, or they're going to get something for nothing, or that somebody that has a lot more money is going to pay more for their health care than they are. You know, it's that greed of people.
You're right.
And that's what I see as a big problem.
You're right. And you're absolutely correct. I've been saying all along, it's this middleman. It's the insurances that make the health care, quote, in the air, expensive. Joe, we're going into a break. Thank you. It's so good to hear from you again. I hope we can get the dial tuned in a little bit clearer. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. I have Steve on hold. Steve, have patience with me. We're going to go to you as soon as we get back. 877-895-5410. And Steve and Beth Ann will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phones, just like most Fridays. Some of you have waited till the last to call in. We have Steve from Wisconsin. He wants to talk about the First Amendment. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing real good. Top of the morning to you. Yeah, I just wanted to just briefly mention something about the First Amendment, and then I wanted to talk about a subject matter that I think is probably the most important subject matter that faces the nation today.
Okay.
On the First Amendment, I'm a strong believer in the First Amendment, but we all know that the liberals are not liberals. They're lefties, and the only free speech they like is their own, and they want to shut down everything that they don't agree with.
Exactly.
We agree on that, right?
We agree on that.
Right. I wanted to talk about, Beth Ann, probably, in my estimation, the biggest thing that's looming over this country right now, and it's called an EMP, electrical
yes.
magnetic pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're somewhat aware of that, right?
Yes. We've talked about it briefly before.
Yes. But I think this should be something that's talked about very, very often because if we got hit, well, I'll just call it the EMP bomb just for the sake of for the time here without going into a lengthy definition of that. If we got hit with one or two EMP bombs that affected the whole nation, that shut down the grid, the electric grid, for 1 year, which is very, very possible that it could do, 90% of the people that live in America will be dead, 90%. Why are politicians and whoever, why they are not looking at this in a very, very serious manner is beyond me. I don't know if they want it to happen. I know a couple of weeks ago we had three major cities that went out for a period of time without electricity, and I wonder, was that a coincidence, or were they running some kind of a test?
We can't go into depth about it today, but I do need to do a show on it again here real soon. But I was going to say, the Hollywood star that's having anxiety attacks and needs medication because of the stress Donald Trump's put on her because he's president, she's going to be one of those that doesn't survive. That's for sure. And it's not something that we're prepared for. And
we're not prepared for it at all, and
we can prepare for it. So we need to do that. Okay, I'm going to have to let you go because I've got two other callers holding on. So thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it, Steve. We're going to go to Mike in Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, kiddo, what's shaking? What's new? Hey, talking about like your other guest, the other guy was on here talking about the insurance companies and stuff. Well, I remember when I was a little boy, I'm going to be 63 in another month. And there was no such thing as insurance back then. Doctors came to the
house. No.
Right. You paid what you could, blah, blah, blah. You went to the hospital. And then when I moved down to Virginia, there was a doctor, and then next town over, he didn't take insurance at all. And I asked him why. He says, look, if I take insurance, they tell me how many patients I can see, how much time to spend on what I can do, what I can't do. He charged $25 per office visit. That was it. Okay? And his place was packed all the time. Now it's like you go to get anything done, and it's a big convoluted mess and paperwork and all this other junk. You know what I mean?
You and I can see that. Why doesn't D.C. see that? Well, because they have insurance lobbyists. That's why. What's that?
Well, not just that. You also have kickbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got doctors out there that get kickbacks from insurance companies, big pharma, blah blah blah. You know
exactly.
And one more thing. That guy
quickly,
just called about EMP. Yeah, I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay. That is another thing we need to prepare. I know that my new advertiser with the preparewithbeth.com, people need to be going to that and looking and seeing what they can do to be prepared. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. We're going to move on. We've got Rich from New York. Rich, how are you today?
Good. Beth Ann, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I've got a little excerpt here I'd like to read from Will Rogers' autobiography, and he wrote it in 1933.
Okay.
And it says, from Will's speech on radio as part of the Blue Eagle Drive program, Sunday, August 27th. I believe that was a money drive to help the poor folks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were hungry.
Yes.
It says, I tell you folks, I come away from Washington last week with the idea that the little fellow has got something in his corner in Washington. I don't mean the administration is against big business. There are hundreds and thousands of big ones entering into this thing with enthusiasm and with their money and their whole hearts. But for the first time in years, the big man has come to Washington the same as the little man.
Mm.
If this administration ever goes under, it should have written on its tombstone, perish through trying to give the little fellow a square deal. And that's from Will Rogers' autobiography, 1933.
Wow. That's interesting.
I mean, I think Donald Trump is trying to give the little guy a square deal. I mean, I don't know about this insurance thing with health. I don't even have insurance myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying. I really do.
I do, too. I think he's trying. I don't agree with him on everything, but I'm not going to agree. Nobody's going to agree with me on everything. That's just human nature. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Rich, for sharing that with us. I appreciate it very much.
If you ever get a chance to read his autobiography, should do it because I'm not telling you so much.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Rich. Well, we've ended another day, and we've ended another show, and we've ended another week. And this week was kind of special for me because it marked 6 years, and I know I'm like the little kid. I'm counting every birthday. I count every show. Today's show is number 1,570. And I feel like we've done a lot in these 6 years, even though we haven't grown like I would have hoped that we would have. And I ask you the other I asked you the other day to be in prayer with me with the Jabez prayer, and I'm going to ask you to do that again. If you would go to 1 Chronicles 4:10, if you would share that and be that with me. And I want to share the poem that came the day after my 6th anniversary as we end today's show. I want you to hear the poem that was written and sent to me anonymously, and it meant the world to me. Again, if you will pray the prayer Jabez over CSC Talk Radio, 1 Chronicles 4:10, we can do that and bring America home, I do believe. So let's go to 1 Chronicles 4:10 and pray that we will increase our territory, that we will be able to bring America home.
We love to hear you talk and share, and can tell how much you really care about liberty, freedom, and unborn life, and know for you there's been much strife. We all hope and wish and pray for your success each and every day. Hard to believe it's been 6 years that we've been following your career. So we thought that we ought to say that we love to listen every day. And know, somehow, some way, we really do, that God will help to get you through. So keep letting us call you on the phone, and we promise to help you bring America home. A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.